The funniest thing has happened all
gallows
the way
through. Gallows humour, they call it, don't they?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, the day I got called in, you know, to the hospital in Auckland, they give you this orientation of chemo. I said, I'll go with that. There's 50 of them, you know, and people waiting there. And there was just hysterical things that happened all the time. Me and, you know, the guy that was doing it said, you know, he proceeded just to tell us every terrible thing that was going to happen. We'd get terribly ill, our hair would fall out, everything would just be a disaster. And then he kept saying, but remember, when you come to oncology, there's free parking.
That's the good news.
I just lost the plot. I mean, I didn't know anyone else that was there, and I just broke into hysterical laughter. I just thought, he's got, you know, is there anything good besides free parking about
this?
The
worst bit was that at the end of that whole thing, they said, now, look, well, just be lovely if we could all just chat, and if you've got any questions, come and see us and chat, and we've got a cup of tea and cakes over there, and sugar, you know, biscuits and things, which is, you know, a lot of the cancer is fed by sugars, and they've got, you know, lovely sugar biscuits at the hospital to give you. And then, but what happened was that somebody had forgotten to put the urn on, so there was no boiling water and stuff. And we were thinking, these people are going to give Jules her chemo, and they can't even boil a jug.
I said, I want the Women's Division of Federated Farmers to administer my chemo. At least they can make a nice hot cup of tea.